This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score Baseball Insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome into Inside the Clubhouse. Another heartbreaker for the Cubs yesterday. We are going to talk about that. I'm Mike Esposito in for David Haw today. My friend Bruce Levine is here as always. And Bruce, a rough way to start the homestand yesterday for the Chicago Cubs, who I can't believe it, find themselves nine games, behind the Brewers now in the National League Central.
Welcome, Mike. David taking a well-deserved week off, and happy to have you as always. I always call you the Ben Zobrist of the Score. You do everything and everything well. So welcome. I think we're going to have two great hours of baseball conversation on the Cubs and White Sox, including some great guests on this show. We're going to start with Joe Maddon at 9:30, our old friend and former champion manager of the Chicago Cubs in 2016. Top of the hour, the Cubs' hottest hitter, Matt Shaw, will be joining us at 10 o'clock. And at 10:30, we'll talk to Steve Stone about the Chicago White Sox. But, Mike, you're right. The Chicago Cubs have certainly hit a bit of a free fall that was, it's been aided by the amazing 13-game winning streak by the Milwaukee Brewers. Just to start the show off in a real way, since the All-Star game, the Cubs have dropped 10 games in the standings to the Brewers. So at the All-Star break, the Cubs were 57-39 in first place, one game ahead of the 56-40 Brewers. Now the Cubs are 68-53, 9 games behind. Brewers 77-44, an all-world record right now, outdistancing the entire Major League Baseball right now for the best record. It's not even close. So more magic from the Brewers yesterday, again, down 8-1, Mike, at one point.
Yep.
Coming back and winning what they call the Bob Uecker magic game. We'll go into that a little bit later on. But dealing with the Chicago Cubs right now, we want to hear from you because this is your show. Inside the Clubhouse is the fans' baseball show. 312-644-6767. Because, Mike, how do you get your head around where the Chicago Cubs are at? How do you get joy as a Cub fan right now, knowing that you've dropped this many games in the lead, but still are only a half game behind the best wild card record? Do you take consolation in the fact that your team still has, according to Fangraphs, a 95% chance of making the playoffs, and that's really the only goal going into the postseason?
I try to stay positive, Bruce, and I know that it's a long season. I think what happened with this Cubs team is they got out so quick, and they were so consistently scoring runs, and they were in first place literally from early April up until Milwaukee passed them within the last month, that I think people kind of got complacent with, hey, this is one of the best teams in baseball. They're going to automatically win the division. And we're not worried about St. Louis or Milwaukee or Cincinnati and, bring on the Dodgers, basically, right? And let's see what happens in the NLCS. And then you come back down to earth. And listen, we talked about it. Craig Counsell talked about it. You weren't going to score 8 runs a game the whole season. Well, that regression has come. And unfortunately, most of the hitters, we're going to talk to one of the ones who's not slumping, but a lot of the hitters are slumping at the same time. So you can definitely have some positivity, I think. When taken in short sample sizes like what we've seen in the last week, the Thursday loss in Toronto, crushing, and then you had what happened yesterday. And PCO overslid the base. It happens. He still needed to score in order to tie the game. But, stuff like that, it just seems like one bad luck play after another happens to befall the Cubs.
The thing that I hear so much on our airwaves and written about is, people are taking shots at individual players when collectively they were to be applauded when they got their big lead going into late June and early July, and as a team. And the same thing you have to say right now. As a team, collectively, they're not getting it done. So if you want to blame Tucker, you want to blame PCA, you want to blame Suzuki, go right ahead. The fact is, the story in sports is pick up your teammates, right? Do the little things you have to do to try to win. The Cubs are not being able to do that right now. Craig Counsell had an interesting take yesterday on the process for Cub players. Let's listen to Craig Counsell yesterday talking about not necessarily worrying about wins and losses.
Yeah, I mean, I think consistency is something that we have to offer. I think we have to offer that you can't fall into that you think it's that bad. You can't fall into that thought because there's nothing bad is happening. You get trapped into results, of course. We know results is what matters here. This is a results business. We understand that, but I think for us to focus on results is harmful. And so you focus on the things that contribute to us being good. And so that's the things you try to continue to focus on. That's the right things to focus on. Those things make you better. And you just have to, it's hard. I get it, it's hard. But I think those guys in there, you got to keep them on that, man, because that's what's going to get you to a better place.
Got to get to that better place, Bruce. That's they have to keep fighting. That's why I thought the last game against Toronto, Boyd pitched his butt off. He pitched so well. He made the one mistake to Vlad, and you lose 2-1. I thought that was a momentum killer or a shift killer. And then yesterday, a tough luck way to finish things, I guess.
Yeah, Mike, I want to go back to what he said in the soundbite, and that is, we know the game's about results, but we can't concentrate. We cannot, as a group, concentrate on results. So it seems like a contrary statement in the way that he made it. But what he's saying is, we understand, we will ultimately be judged on the results of games. But in the process itself, we cannot worry about what the results are as a team. We have to go out there and individually, collectively, try to get better and worry about the things that we can control, which is our performance and playing together as a team. So it's one of those statements where it can be misconstrued, but at the same time, it's one of those manager speak statements where he's trying to take the pressure off of his team from losing these games. They're 3-7 in the last 10. They're 5-8 in the month of August. You know, they're not scoring runs. So there's that tendency now for the manager in him to come out, be more aggressively positive, be more verbal, and explain things to the media and have the media explain that to the fans, because that's what leaders do. So it's watching counsel at his best when his team is at their worst.
Trying to protect his team, absolutely. 312-644-6767. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Tons of people want to talk Cubs baseball and Chicago baseball here and inside the clubhouse. Let's start with Paul in Valpo. He is up first and inside the clubhouse. What's up, Paul?
I think it hasn't been pointed out too much. I know there's been a lot of pressure on Jed Hoyer. Obviously, Bruce, you said individual players. But, more and more I look at this, I think this has a lot to do with Craig Counsell. I mean, his attitude, it's the steady approach, and he's got to be at his best when they're at their worst. They've been at their worst for a long time. He continues to bat Ian Happ up in the order. He batted him second 2 days ago. He batted him fourth yesterday. And it's just a major problem. You bring Owen Casey up, you play him one game, and then he sits the next game. He doesn't even pinch hit him against a right-handed pitcher. And there's a complete lack of fire. Maybe Pat Murphy was really the guy that triggered all that stuff up in Milwaukee, as I think we're kind of seeing. I mean, give me an Ozzie Guillen. Give me somebody with some fire to wake this team up. And
Before you hang up, what were you saying about Counsell at the end of July?
That he was fine, but I mean, now what has he done since the end of July? He sat there.
That's what managers
do. No, they don't. Pat Murphy's got some fire. He kicks those guys in the butt and gets them going. Suzuki gets called out on a terrible call yesterday. He sits on his hands.
Thanks for your call, Mike. The manager is, and the reason I called Joe Madden yesterday to get him on the show is to talk about manager responsibility. So we're going to address that with Joe, someone that did it at the highest level here, winning a World Series in 2016. So I love the passion of the caller. I love the idea that he wants this to change. But I think when you start blaming Counsell for not having enough fire, you also have to remember that's the guy that got the Cubs off to this big lead, and the reason why they're still surviving with the a half a game less than the best wild card in the National League because of the fact the way they played before. So I don't know, Mike, can you have it both ways when you talk about the manager? And again, Madden will talk to us about manager impact, both the good and bad.
Yeah, and Craig Counsell, I mean, and you know this, Bruce, better than anybody, he has always been this way. He's not the personality where he's going to go out there and be Earl Weaver, right? I mean, that's just not him. He's going to do his thing, the same thing he's always done, the same thing that he did when he was in Milwaukee, and now the two seasons that he's been here in Chicago. He has taken a beating on the text line here. We have a lot of texts coming in. We'll get to some of those, as is Jed Hoyer, and we'll get to that, too, about what was done and not done at the trade deadline in terms of adding to this team. And of course, you're in a bad stretch. People are going to take their lumps. But, the Cubs fans are very frustrated with how this is going.
I didn't hear one word about the $8 million that he's making the first 3 months of the season. Did you hear anything about that whatsoever?
No.
So I think as a fan, you have a right to look at what's going wrong with your team and try to figure out, like we do, why the Cubs aren't playing up to the level that they did before the All-Star break, okay? The fact remains is that they still have one of the best records in baseball excluding the Milwaukee Brewers, right? So are they a good team that's going through a rough patch, or are they a team that was overrated and finding their level? They're only one game over 500 since June 1st, okay? So that's June, July. Now we're talking about 13 games in August. So are they finding their level as a little bit better than a 500 team, or are they going to have that resurgence here, knowing that they have depth in their starting pitchers and that these really good hitters who haven't been hitting will eventually find their way?
Yeah, and that's, I think, the biggest thing, Bruce, is that, you know, since the All-Star break, the Cubs 28th in runs scored with 95 runs scored. Milwaukee has almost doubled their output. Of course, they are first in baseball in runs scored in that same period. But as we head back out to the phones, I mean, could it be that simple? We will debate it. And let's get out to the phones. And Brian in Wrigleyville is up next on Inside the Clubhouse. Hey, Brian.
Hi, guys. Bruce, I just wanted to take issue with the last statement. You know, yes, the Cubs kind of have the best record in baseball right now. But let me tell you, the patient started to bleed before the All-Star break. And right now the patient's on the table bleeding out. And there's nothing that anyone is doing and can do at this point, because Jed didn't do anything at the All-Star break. He was focused on controllable players. Controllable is just another word for cheap players that can play baseball. And at the end of the day, we have all the resources to do something now, to show your clubhouse that you care, that you're all in for 2025, as in Aroldis Chapman walking in, whatever it may be. And he didn't do it because he was focused on 2032. And at the end of the day, 2032 means nothing to us when you're in the present 2025 and when you will have a really good team. So I think it's a failure on Jed's part. It's a failure on ownership's part. And by the way, he didn't pull 2032 out of the air when he made that comment. As a season ticket holder, a premium season ticket holder, I just got a contract today, this week, basically saying if I wanted All-Star tickets, I need to renew my tickets. To what year? 2032. Not kidding. So failure on ownership. And yes, we also hired the wrong guy from Milwaukee. I'll hang up and listen.
A slight correction. The comment was made by Carter Hawkins, the general manager of the Cubs, to ESPN.com that we have to have a responsibility for 2025 and also for 2032. That one didn't sit well with a lot of the fan base because of the fact that right now it appears, you know, to many that the Cubs didn't do enough at the trade deadline to fortify what was already a good team to get better. Obviously, the Soroka thing had not worked out. You know, certainly Willie Castro came in, did a nice job 6 days in a row, giving other people days off, allowed Craig Counsell, a credible guy, to put out there and rest some of his players who had obviously, Mike, played, in my opinion, too many games and didn't have a rest. And that was predicated on the fact that Counsell did not believe he had a good enough bench to use his bench on a daily basis. He did when he got Castro. And so that was it. They got two good bullpen pitchers, okay? That's going to help fortify them. My contention is that the pitching is what's going to help the Cubs turn around here. The offense eventually will score more runs. I don't know how consistently, but I think on a daily basis, the pitching is what's been the most consistent thing about the Cubs this year.
312-644-6767. Joe Maddon at the bottom of the hour. Matt Shaw at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Great big show for you today, including Steve Stone at 10:30. We have time, though, Bruce, for a few more phone calls before we go to Joe Maddon. Let's go out to Joe in Edgebrook. He's up next on Inside the Clubhouse on the Score. Hey, Joe. Joe? Joe,
manager, in
there
my opinion. My suggestion to Counsell is this: Sunday after the ball game, wind, draws, or rain, let's go out and have a pizza party for everybody, beer, and no one come in. Sunday or Monday for practice or for any batting practice. Tuesday, no batting practice pregame. Let's play baseball. These guys can hit. They've shown they can hit. They're just so uptight. Everyone's tight, uptight. Let them relax for a couple of days. Anyway,
that's a great call, and thanks for your call. Mike, you know, again, the old days where people didn't worry about things like this, they'd go out and collectively have a few too many drinks, right, as a collective group, right, and get together and do that. These days where people take better care of themselves as athletes, where the concern is about social media and what gets out and what's seen, it's a much cautious, more conservative lifestyle for the athlete. Not saying the going out and get drunk idea is a good idea, but collectively loosening things up for the team is a great idea. Okay, we'll talk to the all-time greatest
at
loosening up people, Joe Maddon, in just 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour, talking about keeping teams loose during tough times. No one was better at it than Joe Maddon.
Yeah, we need Halloween costume time or something for the rookies or something like that. We'll absolutely talk about that with Joe. And we have time for a few more phone calls before we go to Joe Louisville. Todd is up next. He is on Inside the Clubhouse. Hey, Todd.
Hey, love the show. Listen every week. But I had a major problem with Council yesterday, and I like his even keel approach. But yesterday was a perfect example of when Suzuki took that bad call, three strike, and he absolutely had zero reaction. That was an opportunity for him to fire up the team, to get out of his element of sitting on his hands on the bench on a team that has been lackluster the last 30 days. And I just thought it was a perfect opportunity for him to fire up the team, and he failed.
What would you have done?
I would have gone out there and talked to the umpire. I mean, done something. He had zero reaction. It was a huge spot.
Okay.
And I understand that's not his personality. I understand.
No, I get it. I get it.
What his personality
it's time
is.
To get thrown out. You're right.
Thanks, Tom.
At a certain point. So, you know, I've talked to counsel at length about this, Mike. And it's like, you know, some guys, you know, he's not Lou Piniella. He's not Earl Weaver. You know, they would go out and get, you know, Bobby Cox has the all-time record for getting thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 170 times, more than an entire season he got thrown out during his career. To fire up the troops, right? Just get people going, right? That counsel's opinion on that is, I'll go out when I have to argue with umpires about things because I have to stand up for my team. Personality-wise, he feels he's best off being on that bench the entire time, helping his team win rather than getting tossed out. I don't think I think he's been thrown out two or three times this year, Mike. Excuse me, but the best place for a manager is on the bench. I do agree at times firing up the troops through the Lou Piniella, throw a base, kick some dirt, get angry, throw your hat. I think you can do that once in a while. You know, maybe that time has come for Craig, but he, you know, acting a role other than being the manager of the team, it's not who he is.
Yeah, time for the old slump buster, my friend. Plenty of people on hold. We have full phone lines, actually, and I hate to put you on hold. We're going to keep you there because we have Joe Maddon coming up at 9:30, but we would love to talk to you. Stick around. We will continue this conversation on what is going on with the Cubs. Today, the Cubs host the Pirates at Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 12:45. First pitch at 1:20 on the score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Inside the clubhouse, he's Bruce Levine. I'm Mike Esposito in for David today. When we come back, former Cubs skipper Joe Maddon will join us right here on Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time! And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
And there's the call from our very own Pat Hughes here on the Cubs Radio Network. The Cubs winning the World Series back in 2016. We are going to talk to the architect of that team, Mr. Joe Maddon, here in a second. But Bruce, as we get Joe on the line, that's somehow nine seasons ago. And this year's Cubs, after starting out as one of the favorites, I would still say they're one of the favorites, the few favorites in the National League to come out of the National League. But in the day-to-day of a baseball season, as we get caught up in what's going on recently, the Cubs are certainly struggling, and the Milwaukee Brewers surging out to a nine-game lead as we speak here in the National League Central.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Mike. You know, look, struggles in a 162-game season are not exclusive to the Chicago Cubs, even though we feel that the heat is on the Cubs right now, and the world is falling apart in Cub Nation. The reality is that you go to New York, you look at the Mets, you look at the Yankees. The Yankees are just a half a game ahead in the wild card right now, just holding on after being the leader for the first 2 months in the American League East. You look at the way the Mets have fallen down to almost being out of the whole thing. So, Mike, it's not exclusive to the Cubs that they can go through tough times and be in an offensive slump. Struggles are happening all over baseball.
No doubt about it, Bruce. It's time for us to head on out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and a very special guest on the line.
We bring in the World Series manager of the 2016 Chicago Cubs, our good friend, Joe Madden, nice enough to pick up the phone on a Saturday morning to talk a little baseball. Joe, Bruce, and Mike, really pleased to have you on today.
Hey, buddy. Hi, Mike. It's great to be with you guys. Wonderful to be back in Chicago. Always having a great time here.
Joe, we'll jump right into it right now. You know, Craig Counsell, dealing with an offensive slump on his team. The team has dropped nine games in the standings to the Brewers over since the All-Star game. So, you know, there's the usual panic going on in Chicago about whether the Cubs are good enough to even stay in the playoff mix. When you, as a manager, had a team that would slump offensively, what would the message be to your team, or would there be a lack of collective message when a team was struggling offensively?
Yeah, that's not coming from me as a collective messaging is not what it actually people think it may be like. It needs to come from the players and the coaches specifically. I mean, I'll talk to the coaches about it. We'll have meetings among the coaches, and we'll talk about guys individually. And if there's anything we think needs to be done with them, whether it's physically or mentally, actually, like conversationally with the coaches, approach, mental approach, physical approach, those kind of things. But overall, man, what you're talking about here is I ran into the same thing when we were here. The Brewers got hot. The Brewers are really hot right now, and the Cubbies are not. I would want to believe, and I like the way the Brewers are playing right now. Don't get me wrong. I think Murph's done a wonderful job. The way they play the game of baseball, I think, is the way it should be played. But they're going to cool off at some point here, and then it's going to be the responsibility of the Cubs to be on their game at that point and try to catch up and make up some ground. Because you remember when we lost that one year there, they just didn't lose at the end of the season. I think we won 95 right. or 96 games and still didn't make it. So they're going to cool off at some point. You just got to be ready. And to me, it's just like, you know, the word panic used often. It's just really continue with the communication. Let everybody see the same people walk in the room every day. Don't start raising voices. Don't start raising concerns. Just keep doing your work. They're good. They've got plenty of good offensive players on that team. They'll start hitting again. But you got to be ready to perform when the Brewers kind of stub their toe, which they will.
Talking to Joe Madden here on Inside the Clubhouse. And Joe, you know, we said it at the time at the beginning of the season when the Cubs are scoring a ton of runs. They're not going to score 8 or 9 runs every game. They're on the opposite side of that right now. But the one thing that I take heart with if I'm a Cubs fan is the starting pitching overall from start to finish has been really good.
Yeah, I mean, keep pitching like that. Catch the ball. I mean, I love the guys up the middle there. They have a really good defensive team up the middle. And that's really important. Of course, in the Happer in the outfield, and Tucker's one of my favorite players in all Major League Baseball. So they're fine. They just got to believe in themselves, stay with the same path, probably relax or breathe a little bit. I don't know what the clubhouse feels like, but make sure that you have some fun. You have to hit that pressure release valve every once in a while and make sure that these guys understand it is a game, it is fun and games, it's not life and death. And if they just get back to their normal personalities and breathe normally, they're going to be just fine because they are very talented. I like the team a lot. And actually, the way the Brewers are playing right now, they were playing like that earlier in the year, and it just the script kind of flipped a little bit, and it could flip again. But talent-wise, come on. It's a very talented club, and if they're pitching and catching the ball, they're going to start hitting again.
Joe, Craig Counsell has to be Craig Counsell. Joe Madden had to be Joe Madden. Your methods... you had diversions, and you had American Legion Week where people would just show up and play ball during the dog days of August. So it was all based on your experience, and it worked with you and your personality. With Counsell, he can't change who he is. I mean, tell us what the most important thing it is for a manager to stay in the realm of. Is it Is it just who you are to your players and be the best, most consistent version of that?
I've always thought the players need to see the same guy walk in the room every day. That's how I viewed my job, through good and bad. I never wanted the perception to be if I walk in after a 7-game winning streak, I'm one guy, or after a 7-game losing streak, I would be another guy. That's the worst way to be, I think. So as long as they're seeing the same dude walk in the room every day, I think that's really important. And that way they get down to work. They don't start reading body language or in between the lines and that kind of stuff. They know what to expect. And you need to know what to expect. There's the word pressure, expectations. Those are coming at you, pointed at you from so many different directions that you don't need it to come from within also. So I do believe in consistency of approach as a human being. I don't know Craig that well, but I've worked against him. I would imagine he's had a ton of experience. He's probably the same dude when he walks in the room every day. So through good and bad, they know what to expect. It's a player's generated situation. The player's got to play and hit up to their capabilities, and they will. Like I said, they're catching the ball, they're pitching it right now. And if they're not hitting, it's weird how it becomes collective, right? You're either hitting and you're all hitting, or you're not all hitting. And it becomes one of these all or nothing kind of a things. So just stay with it. It's a long season. There's still time left. They'll start breathing again, and they'll start going to believe in themselves again. And it's gonna look differently down the stretch. I really believe that. So just be you. Don't change anything. And whatever that is that you believe in, bring it to the table every day.
Yeah, 6 weeks left to the season. I mean, it seems like you say we live and die with the team every day, and. There's still a lot of games left. There's still a lot of time for things to flip. The Mets are going through it. The Yankees are going through it. There's a tight race in the NL West. I mean, lots of fun baseball still to play. You can't get caught in what's happening yesterday, right?
Well, yeah, among those three teams, I like the Cubs the best. I mean, if you look at the personnel, we talked to Mets, Yankees, and I watch the Mets and Yankees a lot because I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm still living in PA. So I get them on the tube. So I'll pick them up on a nightly basis. I'll watch the Cubs occasionally, but if you break it down and look on the field, I mean, come on. The Cubs team I like a lot. The Yankees have their deficiencies in different spots. You talked about defense and just generally the way they play the game. And the Mets, they're good, but I think they've been overrated from the beginning. So they got Soto. Without Soto, it becomes more pedestrian. So I think that the Cubbies, man for man, among the three, is the best team.
My friend, the great Joe Madden, our guest on Inside the Clubhouse today. And Joe, when you look at the game right now and the players aren't getting it done, I always say, hate the game, don't hate the player. The game as it's played right now, when you're not able to slug the ball out of the ballpark, situation hitting is something that you and I and a lot of people have always talked about, but it doesn't seem to be a great trait of the modern player right now. I wonder, from your thought process, and you've always been a huge hitting guy, when teams struggle and a player needs to move players to second and third from first and second and doesn't seem to have that club in their golf bag, what is the frustration level like for a manager and a coach when they see these situations?
Well, of course, if you have not been, they don't believe in it from the beginning and have not been nurturing it all season, it's difficult to think you're going to push a button, all of a sudden it's going to happen. This is something that has to be nurtured philosophically among the organization. It's something you work on in camp. It's something you work on daily basis. It's something you're hitting coaches bring to your players every day, i.e. Brewers. I mean, that's the point. I mean, right. Everybody will tell you that the World Series teams on an annual basis win via power. And I'm saying, well, okay, they win via power because that's all that anybody is teaching anymore. So how about the team that comes along and plays a more complete game of baseball? How much does this more complete game of baseball mitigate power? We don't know because nobody's done it. Nobody's doing it. So right now, if the Brewers continue on and really get more deeply into this postseason, analytics will shift. All of a sudden, you're going to want more of that. It's always the the soup du jour in baseball, whatever's in all sports, whatever is working, everybody else attempts to copycat that thing. So I'm rooting for them just because of the style of game that they play. And hopefully that will be successful. And then everybody else is going to want to be that style of baseball. And you're going to see it being taught more. I mean, it's not, none of that stuff's being taught. I mean, for the most part, in the minor, many of the minor leagues, bunting and base running and all the kind of situations are not really a concern. It's more what's you take a couple swings and you look at an iPad, and that's the iPad becomes the instructor, not the human being, not the eyeballs. It's just a really an inadequate way of teaching a complete player. I think if you use the iPad, great, but also have somebody there that knows what they're talking about and has been through some things and could say something to Bruce, and it changes your mental concept of what you're trying to do immediately, and now you start feeling what everybody's talking about, as opposed to just trying to replicate what you're seeing on a screen or looking at a couple numbers. So that's the thing. I mean, you're going to get what you put into it, and if all you want is put the ball in the air, lift the ball, swing, strikeouts are okay, that's what you're going to get. And when you face pitching that's really good, which there's many of those right now, it's hard to do that daily. Whereas if you teach guys two-strike approach, move the ball the opposite field, score the runner from third, move the guy to third base, I think it's easier, somewhat easier, to move the baseball as opposed to try to hit it in the seats on every pitch.
A few more minutes with Joe Maddon here on Inside the Clubhouse. And, Joe, I know you said you're in Pennsylvania, but in town now, and a great night with a lot of great score listeners at Coombs Corner last night with our buddy Coom and John Vincent and the great people from Yingling Beer. So I imagine some frustrations were blown off in Coombs Corner last night, and a fun night, certainly.
It was great. Johnny was fabulous. Johnny Vincent, a really good friend. He nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. He was great. Yes, plenty of Cub fans there voicing their frustrations. And again, I constantly reinforce, just be patient. They're going to be just fine. But Ron Coomer, one of the finest humans ever. I'm so happy for his success there. Big crowd, really big crowd. We had a blast, and we did discuss a lot of different things. But again, that's how I grew up, in a bar, in a sports bar in Pennsylvania. Hung out in bellhops. Always, I was always a Cardinal fan growing up. There's all these Yankee fans and Red Sox fans and Oriole fans in that part of the world. Love the discussion. Love the controversy. That was social media before social media became your thumbs on a device. That was face to face, eyeball to eyeball discussions that could get heated at times, which was great. And you could feel it last night. It was wonderful.
The mental side of a ball player and the success or failure and how they deal with it was something that you and Ken Revisa, who was your specialist when it came to positivity and reality. Not always just, there was no smoke blown by Kenny, but the reality of getting very personal and very knowledgeable of the individual he dealt with. That seems to be so important now. Players are not afraid to talk about dealing with the mental side of the game now. How has it changed? How did you see the evolution of change from being the baseball player brought up to hearing from the manager, either get it done, son, or we send you right back to the minor leagues, to what's troubling you? How can we help you be the best version of yourself?
You took me back to 1985, right there, 85, 86, whenever I first met Kenny in Mesa, Arizona. We had I was totally into what he was selling from the beginning. And the way I tried to convince coaches at that time and players, Kenny's no different than your hitting coach or your pitching coach, your defensive coach. He's just trying to help you or coach you to think a little bit better in a moment, to slow things down in a moment, to breathe in a moment, which are really great skills that then permit you to swing properly or throw properly or feel properly in the moment because you're able to breathe and slow things down. He's a coach. So that was my the way I would try to get it across. And Kenny and I would have meetings separately with pitchers and then with the position players, position players talking more about hitting, pitchers, of course, about pitching with the catchers, too. And it was a different kind of a meeting, but the same, about routine, about process, about knowing what to do when things start getting a little bit too quick, the focal point, maybe on the outfield fence. Evan Longoria would look at the left field foul pole. Whatever it was that got you back to the moment, that got you to breathe and relax, that's what it was all about. And as the world became quicker, more complicated, and your criticism flowed more easily through social media, whatever, and media in general, you needed these tools even more than you had in the past. So it became more profound to be up to date on how to control the moment, how to stay in the present tense. And I was so pleased because Kenny was the best. Harvey Dorfman was outstanding too. Carl Kiel, I knew all these guys, but Kenny was my guy. And Kenny, I love Kenny and miss Kenny. But the whole point is to how to take the moment and slow it down, stay present. Anxiety lives in the future, and the past cannot do you any good except hopefully that you've learned from it.
Joe, I want to send the regards from Mitch Rosen and everybody here at the Score that still considers you family, just like I do. Mike and I really appreciate the time today. Enjoy your rest of the time here in Chicago, and keep listening to Book of Joe and your podcast with Tom, right? You still doing it with Tom Verducci?
Yes, once a week, absolutely. And listen, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Joe, thanks for coming on. It's always a pleasure. Take care, my friend.
That's Joe Madden.
Best all...
Sorry, go ahead, Joe.
No, I was going to say, I just want to say best all the Cub fans. The city of Chicago is still the best. I love flying in here, walking the streets. Ran into so many people. I'm looking out the window right now down at the Navy Pier. It is the best, and I hope you all know that.
Well, we appreciate it, and it's always great to talk to you, Joe. It's great radio and great content, as always, for our listeners. So it's Joe Madden, the World Series champion manager here of the Chicago Cubs, Bruce, and great stuff from Joe. We need to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we have one more segment before we get to Cubs third baseman Matt Shaw, who will join us at the top of the hour. That's Bruce Levine. I'm Mike Esposito in for David today. It's Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse.
Alongside Bruce Levine, I'm Mike Esposito in for David today. Matt Shaw, Cubs third baseman, coming up at the top of the hour. It was great to talk to Joe Maddon in that last segment. Great to hear his voice. I know the text line blew up with Joe Love, so certainly good to talk to him. But we have time for a call or two here, Bruce, as we prep for Matt Shaw. And let's start in Glencoe, where our friend Mike joins us. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. And while we're talking about the Cubs' demise, you know, the Sox are becoming who we thought they were. But Bruce, my question to you is, a lot of Sox fans aren't ready to trust Colson Montgomery yet. When will we be able to know who he is? When does the league test him? How long, and it's appropriate we're talking to Matt Shaw in a few minutes, but when do you think we'll be able to judge who Colson Montgomery is and whether he's able to be a part of the Sox future?
Probably another couple weeks where they all the scouting people and the metrics people break down what Montgomery's been hitting and how they want to pitch him and see the red zones where he doesn't hit, and up to the pitchers from that point on to make good pitches to him to see if they can get him out of his power stroke. But, you know, the start for Montgomery has been outstanding. The looseness and his flexibility to seamlessly go between short and third and not complain about it, and just enjoy the, you know, where he's at right now from 7 or 8 weeks ago when he was taking a timeout and not playing any baseball at all. It's miraculous. So enjoy it while it lasts. There will be an adjustment, just like, you know, people were talking about PCA and the Cubs being the MVP, and now watching him go through a 3-for-41 slump before yesterday getting three hits. That's the reality of what's going on.
Well, and we appreciate Mike's call, and you know, you could comp that too to the guy we're going to talk to right after this break, Bruce, a guy who started on the big league team, sent back down, worked on some stuff, and he has been the team's hottest hitter of late. We are excited to talk to Cubs third baseman Matt Shaw. That's coming up next. It's Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito. It's Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.